Hello, and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy presents The Pizza Files. The truth is out there.
Are we acknowledging that this is The Pizza Files take two?
I was gonna mention that it's been a month. But listen, I'm not getting paid for this. It's a hobby. I got busy.
It's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. I'm OKC's greatest public servant to do this for you all.
You know, to be honest, it's still fresh in my head because I was at Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing a slice of pizza just yesterday, recounting our time there. Okay. And all the magic. So I think I remember a lot of that night.
Yeah. I remember it too. Like we were having a really great time.
Mm-hmm. But eating a lot of bad pizza. It was so bad.
It was a bad night. And we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is a month later. Mm-hmm. But the sound got messed up on our old episode and we're re-recording now. And then hopefully next week we'll have Sarah on for gourmet pizza, and then the Pizza Files will be over, thank God. I'm, not okay with pizza anymore.
We're doing chain pizzas.
Yes.
And also extremely local pizza. Because we're doing, a little just pizza joints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Pizza Zone, Pizza Planet. Well, we didn't go to Pizza Planet. Pizza Zone.
Into Pizza Palace.
Pizza Palace.
Argana Pizza.
Argana Pizza. I'm I can't even remember. Pizza House.
Pizza House.
Yeah. We'll go through what we remember.
Hey, we have an update.
Okay.
Update.
I guess we should tell everybody what we're doing right now. So, last time we recorded, we didn't get Domino's because we didn't know. Mm-hmm. We had eaten three slices of pizza, maybe. Yeah. It wasn't great.
We had some really, really bad Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah.
I've never thrown away so much pizza the day it was cooked.
Yeah, it was bad.
Really bad. But we're watching the Domino's tracker, and we are at level 3, bake.
They're baking it.
Steve started baking the order.
Okay.
We will stop and
Get our pizza and then come back and talk about Domino's.
The reason we wanted to do Domino's is when we were in the pre-record time, in the planning stages, we talked about what our favorite chain pizzas were, and we have a lot of overlap.
Yes.
Mazzio's is, I think, the winner for both of us, obviously. We consider that a chain in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut was high for both of us.
Yeah, but
Sam's was high for both of us.
Is Pizza Hut lower now?
I haven't had any.
After what we went through?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
It was just a weird experience.
Marco's was pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the bottom?
Papa John's.
By far the bottom. But Mallory was really into Domino's, and I just hadn't had a Domino's experience.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it tonight.
I did a special concoction, because I'm still going to eat pepperoni pizza, but I did my favorite. It's pepperoni, pineapple, and jalapeno on thin crust with Alfredo. Mm-hmm. It's good. I think it's pretty good. But yes, we're watching the Domino's tracker, which Judy handled.
I ordered the pizzas.
She had some thoughts.
The Domino's tracker, when I got Mallory signed up for the Piece of the Pie rewards. And the commercial says you can earn stock, but I was unable to see anything about the stock.
Okay, let's look up really fast what Domino's stock is.
Let's see where it's at. Yeah, definitely. They have a really beautiful font, so that's one of them style points. You gotta take this off. I'm actively watching the tractor, and it keeps going.
Oh, I gotta set. Oh my God.
Whoa.
$187 a share.
I can't even afford a share.
I can't either. That's
ask
wild.
Let's ask our parents to buy us a share at Pizza Hut. A Domino's share. That's what I want for my birthday. One share.
One share. But let's see what it's been over 5 years. Wow.
Going up.
If you invested in 2012, you would be a rich person.
Be a pizza millionaire. What a dream.
Yeah.
A lot of pizza places are from Michigan because Little Caesars is from Michigan too.
Let's look at the Little Caesars stock.
Is Domino's that guy who ran for Republican 2 years? What's his name?
Ben?
No, it's not Ben Carson. Let's look it up.
No, okay, we gotta look it up. Pizza guy that ran for president. It comes up first thing.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? Herman Cain. Was he?
Godfather
Pizza. Oh, okay.
Which we haven't talked about at all.
When's the last time you ate at one?
I don't think I have ever ate at
one. There was one on Campus Corner when I was a kid.
Oh.
And I remember liking it.
Okay. Okay, great. Pizza Inn also.
Same thing, yeah. I went there one time after a funeral. That's my biggest memory of Pizza Inn.
You always remember where you went, like, after a funeral, right? I remember I had Frito chili pie on a funeral day.
I'm sad we lost that last episode, because last time I was on the podcast, I talked about my September 11th. I remember how I was talking about how I went to CC's on the day of the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh my God, I am sad.
Food heals.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. CC's Pizza on the day of the OKC bombing.
CC's was like a middle of the road for both of us.
Yeah.
Like, I go there.
Yeah.
Other people are going there.
I went there a lot in college. Mm-hmm. You get like a lot of bang for your buck. And if you're like, I want you to make me this pizza, they'll do it. Mm-hmm. They'll just make you whatever pizza.
Bring it straight to your table. They say, how many slices do you want?
Yeah.
All.
All
slices. Well, I went there because part of my pizza history, my pizza story.
Oh, yeah. Tell the listeners.
I co-founded a pizza eating club. It was called the Oklahoma Pizza Eating Club, or OPEC.
Okay.
And we had pizza eating tournaments once a month at CC's because that's a good bang for your buck, as you said. So I went to CC's like every month for a year.
Wow.
Probably. And I certainly didn't win every time.
Right.
There are a lot of strong competitors.
But did you ever win?
I won once.
Wow.
And we would not eat the crust. That's how we would count them.
Okay. Oh.
By the crust.
Gotcha.
So my favorite topping is black olives.
Okay.
And I could get them to make me like a double black olive pizza.
Oh, okay.
And I could just eat the hell out of that. Okay. Out of the oven. Making sure it's perfecto.
So I have something to say about restaurants using emojis. I like it.
Okay.
So the notification that just popped up on the iPad was like, it's out of the oven, and then it had a pizza.
No, it didn't. Oh. It had a like a celebration horn, whatever that thing is.
Okay. And then it had the like okay sign. So I think it's just a little, I like it when restaurants use emojis because it's it feels more personal.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Like a friend was texting you?
Yeah. Like it.
Steve's taking care of this entire order.
Wow.
Sadly, I don't think he's going to be delivering it.
He's doing the quality check. So we're on number 4 on the Domino's
four
tracker.
4 or 5. So the pizza should be here soon.
Okay.
I am ready for
it. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, should we recount our night of pizza?
I think we could. Yeah, we should start to do that.
You picked me up.
Yes.
And we went to Italia Express.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Italia Express. It's in, like, the Asian district.
Uh-huh.
Italian food, though.
Yeah.
That's what a wonderful place Oklahoma City is.
Yeah.
It's little New York. There's a pizza slice joint.
I always think about how we were talking about districts, and you were like, all these districts suck.
Asian district rules.
Yeah, Asian district's great.
OKC's top district,
yes.
I think.
I think so. Honestly, though.
Mm-hmm. Who can compete?
With the Asian district. Because, yeah, you have a lot of great, like, Red Cup, Cacao.
You haven't named a single Asian.
And then I'm not, I know, but I'm like, variety.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, they have all the, you know, pho places or whatever. And then you can also get other stuff.
Yeah. It's the place to be.
Yeah.
It's the place to eat.
It's, I think it's my top district, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But I would say the pizza is lacking in the district.
Pizza sucks.
Well, we got a slice.
That was nice.
It was fine.
No, it was nice that you could get a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Slice wasn't great.
So we went to a lot of those, like, joints. I hate to say, like, immigrant businesses, but that's what they are for the most part. That's not a dirty word now. So
Trump's America.
Where are we going to get our pizza?
I don't know.
So, none of those places would sell us a slice. Mm-mm. They would make us a pizza, but we were like ladies on the move.
Yeah.
We don't have time to sit there and wait. I don't want to talk to anyone.
No.
We could not be like people were talking to us.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were very popular. Mm-hmm. We looked approachable.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I need to figure out why and change that. But we never got a slice. But we picked up a lot of menus.
Yeah. Yeah, we got this. It was $2.50, mm-hmm. and which is cheaper than Empire.
Did I get a slice there?
No, we shared a slice. We shared a slice.
How cute. Well, it was a lot less good than Empire. Also, yes. It was like a reheating situation. Mm-hmm. It was adequate. It wasn't super greasy.
Mm-mm, it wasn't.
I'll tell you that much.
The crust was fine. It didn't have that cornmeal stuff on the bottom of it.
I don't get that cornmeal situation.
Because it reminds you, this is like what Bryce and I talked about. Uh-huh. Sorry.
No update. Well, I wanted to see if it was out for delivery yet. No update. Now that I know that you have push notifications.
Yeah, I turned on the push notifications. When I opened the app. So I think the cornmeal like just gives us like bad memories of a Little Caesars pizza. You know what I'm saying? Because that's very like cornmeal heavy on the bottom. So whenever I eat it, like when I ate it sauced, I was like, oh, this is like Little Caesars crust.
Oh, I thought I saw somebody outside. Okay. Well, I do see somebody, but he doesn't have any pizza.
So then we went to
Sam. I mean, we went to Zone. We went to Pizza House.
And that was a really cool experience. Because we walked in and we said, since we were ladies on the move, we walked in and we said, hey, can we get a slice? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, but you can get a small pizza. And then on the board behind him, it said small pizza, $3.50. Mm-hmm. And then it was crossed out and it said $4.29 underneath it. So we were kind of rolling our eyes a little bit.
Looking back, I wish we had done that. Because we really wanted those personal pans.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the Pizza Hut catastrophe. But we should review our tweets from that night.
Yeah, we should.
So while we were there, though, local. He's not a fan of the cast yet.
Yeah.
But he said, are you ladies interested in a slice? And he was like, there's a really great place. Are you from here?
We were like, yeah. Are you guys staying around here? Judy just took over and she's like, just goes along with it. I like don't know what to say.
You didn't, so he was like, kept recommending a place. It turns out it was Empire.
Yeah.
But he was like, kind of talking to us like we hadn't heard of it before. And he's like, okay, if you're from here, you gotta go all the way down south on Penn. You're gonna turn on 16th. And I was really excited because I thought it was gonna be like a little hole in the wall pizza place with slices and our prayers would be answered. It was like Empire.
Yeah.
And this is a bad suggestion. Not because Empire isn't great.
Yeah.
I would kill for an Empire slice. Did you see their promoted tweets that they want to sponsor like little kids sports teams?
I think I did.
Shout
see that.
Out to yeah. Empire. Yeah. I am a big fan.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Hit them up. Needs to be in soon.
Do it.
What, little slices or something? What would they be called?
Oh, like the
temporaries or something? Aww. I don't know. They're so cute. That's not a good if you're like going in and out of a pizza joint like that, you don't want a Plaza District experience.
No.
I mean like
parking.
We weren't dressed to go to Empire. Neither was this guy. Like
but we were like not just for hipsters.
Mm-hmm, for this guy.
Yeah, for this guy.
This like perhaps ex-felon.
Yeah.
That was the vibe I was getting from him.
Yeah.
He was wearing slides, uh-huh. like Adidas slides, and it was cold outside.
Yeah, it was.
So, poor choices.
But that was so good. We were like, yes, we want more people to give us pizza recommendations. And it was interesting to see what he recommended. Now, so I've been doing, you know, when someone asks me about the podcast, I'll be like, oh yeah, Pizza Files. And then like everyone just launches into what they think about pizza and they're like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I don't like pizza anymore.
I'm done.
Because I ate pizza straight for a week. Mm-hmm. And I got a kidney stone.
Yeah, you suffered. Repercussions.
I was punished for it. But I get kidney stones. I've gotten kidney stones since I was a little girl. But I think...
Really?
Uh-huh.
How old were you?
12,
that's
maybe.
That's not fair.
I know.
Barely a little girl. I thought you were like 4, poor baby.
No, probably like 12 was maybe the first one that I got. But I did actually did a test on my parathyroid because if you have a like a node or like something on your parathyroid, not your thyroid, but the stuff around it, you overproduce kidney stones. So he was like, you're young. You don't want to be passing kidney stones until you're 60. Like, maybe you need to get surgery and, like, get that out. But it ended up being fine. It's because my parents both get kidney stones. The doctor called me.
Update. Our driver is M.O.
That's his name.
Yeah, but it's not Mo.
It's M.O.
Yeah.
Or M.O. He's on the way. And they sent a car emoji.
Yeah. Why don't they pay for their own little emojis? Like, a car with a little pizza on top, like, their driver, their car designator.
Can you do that?
Well, it's Kimmoji.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But can it, like, if it's not Unicode?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know about parathyroids. I don't know about emojis.
I read a really, really long article about, like, the war within, like, Unicode. Like, the people that do emojis and then the people that do, like, the other stuff.
Yeah, me too. I read that also. And they're like, we're trying to translate these ancient documents. And people are like, but we need a taco emoji.
It's so good.
It's symptomatic of, like, everything that's wrong in the world right now. This is how Trump got elected.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all part of the problem. Yeah. What I'm saying, in big ways and small ways, we are not evaluating intellectualism.
Yeah.
We're evaluing fun and pizza pictures.
That's all that this is about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I went through a struggle. I went to the doctor 3 times. Mm-hmm. I passed it. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to me.
Yeah, do you normally have to go? This is the current kidney stone, not the 12-year-old.
No. But yeah, I had a kidney stone. I went to the doctor 3 times, and then I passed it in a week. I got a CT scan, and there's more kidney stones. Ooh. Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah, coming. So then they were like, do your parents have kidney stones? I said yes, and they're like, you're just cursed.
Do they both have them?
Mm-hmm.
Do they meet in a support
I wish. That would be cute. And then my dad was like, yeah, my parents had kidney stones. So it's yeah.
You're going to have some tough choices someday. Should I pass on my kidney stones
to my child?
Have you had pizza since last month?
No.
I'm trying to think if I have either.
Nope.
Pizza's been giving me a lot of heartburn.
Uh-huh.
I'm 20 weeks pregnant, disclosure, and I'm even more pregnant than when we recorded this. And I'm having a little bit of heartburn situation, mainly with Italian food, like lasagna, spaghetti, pizza. They don't sound great.
Yeah.
We're both going out on a limb for the pizza files tonight, health-wise.
We really are, because I'm like, I just got back from a weekend away where I ate, like, shit. And now I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat some pizza. It's fine. We're doing this for you guys.
Yeah, public service. Yeah,
public service. So the next place, after we went to Pizza House and we got our recommendation to go to Empire, we went to Pizza Zone.
36th and Penn.
Yes, 36th and Penn. And we walked in and we said, do you use slices? And he said, no, we do personal pans. That was another, I guess, immigrant pizza place.
Well, do you remember? It was the place on the menu. It said, we do not serve pork.
Right.
But then they had, like, pepperoni.
Sausage.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
It was really weird.
So, not sure.
There was one guy in there just, like, eating just one big pizza and, like, watching TV.
Out of the box. Yeah. It was very bright. Mm-hmm. It had, like, over-the-air television on. I wanted to leave.
There's a taco place right next door.
Same owners.
That was closed at that time. So we were like, bye.
I didn't eat there, but I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Based on vibes.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a Pizza House.
Yes.
We should think. We didn't. Argana was our top.
Yeah.
I think we,
we did, because we almost got something at Argana.
If this pizza eating goes well, we'll go to Argana soon.
Okay.
Good update. Then we went to Sam's.
Oh my god, I love Sam's.
We didn't even have a great night at Sam's.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
But I went there yesterday. My husband got a slice of pizza. I just had nibbles. It was so fresh.
Really?
You gotta go when it's really busy. That was our mistake.
Okay.
Friday, pizza's been sitting out.
Yeah.
Probably
they're not gonna
a 30-minute-old pizza.
Yeah.
These were all incredibly fresh slices. As soon as they could bring them out, they were served.
Okay.
It was so good.
Oh, man.
And it hadn't been, like, it didn't look as greasy. Like, I'm sure there's the same amount of fat.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't as greasy. It
hadn't risen to the top. Yeah, it was.
Okay, okay.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. I regretted not getting a slice.
Really? So Sam's is, like, what is going to bring you back, like, almost brought you back into, like, the pizza eating world.
Yeah. I really wanted that. Okay. Yeah, it was so fresh. That's why I'm excited about this pizza being, like, really fresh. Because, you know what? I did have pizza. We had a work party.
Okay.
But I came in late, and I had a slice of Domino's.
Okay.
But it was, like, an hour old.
Yeah. Not great.
not good at all. So, that was a good experience. We had
yesterday.
Yes. But also,
yeah.
Even though the pizza was not great, we had fun at Sam's, period. Yes. And then we met another friend.
We did meet another friend. A woman came up to us while we were
eating. She's about 50, right? Yeah. While we were eating, and interrupted us, I would say.
She really did.
We were clearly together in our own world.
And she flung her hand out and was like, I just have to show somebody this. I just got this ring. My husband just got this ring for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh.
Wow, yeah.
It's so pretty.
From Sam's.
Yeah, yes, from Sam's Club, which, shout out, I love Sam's Club.
So there's that, and then there's Gabriella's.
I love
Gabriella's. Gabriella's is super haunted.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
It's really good.
I think I went there when it was County Line Barbecue, though.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Before it was Gabriella's, it was County Line.
Yeah.
So, but apparently the, I guess, is there still saloon doors on the, like, seats? You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Apparently, it's just really haunted. I don't know any of the stories about it.
Maybe you should go there. Okay. I mean, I love Italian food.
So I don't. I'm okay with Italian food. I think they've heard, like, noises and type. I'm not very good.
Sounds really haunted. Sounds super haunted.
Another cool thing that I did. This is in Tulsa, so, like, Tulsa over easy. I went on a haunted pub crawl tour, and that was super fun. Yeah. It wasn't scary or anything because it was in the middle of the day. There was a ton of people out.
Right.
I went with my friend Madison, and we stayed the night in Tulsa, but we just walked around, and a lot of places in the Brady Arts District used to be brothels, or that's what, like, the lady was, like, telling us. So there had been a lot of murders and, just general debauchery that happened in that area. Since it's so old, there's really some really cool, like, architectural stuff where they have, like, rounded doorways and, like, archways for horses and carriages to get through.
Right.
So that was really fun, and we got, like, pretty drunk. But it was, like, she, like, walked around, and she walked us around and, like, told us the history of everything and, like, all the ghost stories from the restaurants.
That's fun.
What do you think of that?
That sounds fun. You should start one here.
Salmon's Club. Salmon's Club. And it's expensive. It's like $23 for a bag, but you can get 2 servings out of each piece, and it's great. Also, athleisure.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's has got some great athleisure.
Mallory's been into athleisure.
Yes.
I mean, we've all been into athleisure. But you had a couple of pieces in a row, and I was like, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that? This looks smart. And you're like, Sam's Club. So.
I love it.
I'm warming up.
Yeah.
I like that you can get giant tubs of icing.
Yes.
That's funny.
And Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
But you gotta, okay, you do gotta double check and see if you're getting a good deal.
Yes.
We saw some K-cups.
Uh-huh.
We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's an incredible amount of savings.
Uh-huh.
No. We did the math.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Last Halloween episode. Wow, I am so rude that my phone went off.
That was not mine. That was Mallory's.
I need to know if you like candy corn, yes or no.
I am, again, gross. I like candy corn.
I like candy corn, too.
Okay, we can all admit we like candy corn, people.
All the candy corn haters are, like, the young millennials that, like, don't want to like anything.
Who needs them? They ruin everything.
They do ruin everything. I'm an older millennial, so I love candy corn. It's like the candy of our holidays, you know?
It's the
candy of our life.
It is the candy of our life.
And I love those stupid pumpkin ones, too.
I love all the candy corn.
I do, too.
I love candy corn.
Yeah.
Yep, sorry.
That's it.
So if you have a hot take on candy corn, tweet us at OKC Over Easy or right on the Facebook page, and we'll respond to you. So another thing that I want to try and that we have here to try that you brought for us. So I was like, oh yeah, we're going to do a pumpkin flavored Trader Joe's taste test. And then I ran out of time and like wasn't able to get it. But Kelly went and got a bunch of different pumpkin flavored things from Trader Joe's. And yeah, we're gonna try them.
If you like pumpkin stuff, go to Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
It's out of control right
yeah.
now. You can't invite me over here and say that we're going to taste things.
And then I was like, sorry.
And then text me like 3 hours before and say we're not gonna taste things.
I'm a bad podcast host.
I wanted to taste things.
Okay, so she brought the pumpkin JoJo's. I wanted to try those first because I wanted to see if you had tried the pumpkin spice Oreos.
Okay, so
and I need to know about your flavors.
I missed this whole phenomena. Mm-hmm. We were out of the country.
Okay.
And so I like come back and apparently there's all these like mystery. I'm a bad podcast guest. I had no idea until I saw it on your Google Doc.
Like, yeah.
And they're in like a white package.
Yeah. Okay. So Oreo has really expanded and they come out with the craziest flavors.
Okay.
And I am weird, so I follow all of these Instagram accounts that are like junk food or like Oreo hunters or like whatever. And so I go on there and I look at all of the new flavors that they have put out. So the latest one was mystery Oreos.
Okay.
And they were, spoiler alert, Fruity Pebbles flavored.
What? I didn't even know that.
They're fine. They're just okay.
But do you like Fruity Pebbles?
I like Fruity Pebbles. It's weird with the chocolate.
Like, how much do you like Fruity Pebbles?
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I love Fruity Pebbles.
Then you need to pick up some of the mystery Oreos.
So
they're
it's,
good.
It's like all of them are Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a bag that's not Fruity Pebbles.
Right, yeah. All of them are.
That would be a sick joke.
So they have Fruity Pebbles. They have different types of pie. So they have blueberry pie, which was decent. Apple pie, which was really good.
What?
Yeah. The apple pie was, I was very impressed with the apple pie. Key lime pie, not good. Not good at all.
I am out of the Oreo loop.
You need to, next time you go to Walmart, just go to the Oreo section. See if there's anything you like. There's a Dunkin' Donuts flavored. Ooh. So it's like mocha. They have all peanut butter and jelly is what I've been searching for, but they don't have it at any of the grocery stores in Oklahoma.
Do they have like a locator thing on their website so you can?
No, it's like they're like Kroger and all sorts. So if anyone's out there that doesn't live in Oklahoma City and has access to peanut butter and jelly Oreos, send them my way to the Spice Studios. And I will love you forever. So
that's funny.
But you went to Trader Joe's and you got the pumpkin JoJo's.
Don't try to say you went to Trader Joe's.
I knew you were gonna catch me on that
you
one.
You did not go to Trader Joe's, Mal. I went to Trader Joe's.
She has the proof. She went to Trader Joe's.
I will invoice you.
Yeah. Do you want me to Venmo you?
Totally kidding.
And we're gonna try the pumpkin JoJo's here.
So these are pumpkin JoJo's, and they say, the description is pumpkin sandwich cookie.
I put down pop culture, so I didn't know if you had anything that you wanted to
chat about. There's something that we need to talk about, which is Chef's Table. The
oh my gosh!
Netflix
I didn't
docuseries.
Even think about that.
And really, I mean, we don't have to talk much about it, but I just need to say that first episode in which
The Parmesan. I cried.
I was weeping.
I do not cry a lot. Okay, if you haven't seen Chef's Table, it's a Netflix docuseries, which came out before Making a Murderer. It was a while
before.
Yeah, no,
it was.
But I discovered it when Making a Murderer was on, when I started trying to watch Making a Murderer, and then I was like crying.
Right.
Real tears.
Right.
So I was like, I gotta watch something else. So Bryce was like, you need to watch Chef's Table. So I started watching it, and it was over Christmas break, and the first episode, it follows a different chef through different types of food and different locations. So the first one was, he was in Italy, and he goes and cuts open a round of Parmesan. I don't know even the word. It's just like a huge round of Parmesan, which is funny. Remind me to tell you a funny story about Whole Foods about that Parmesan. But when he cuts into the round of Parmesan and he knocks on it first and they do all the stuff to see that it's ready and then he cuts into it and I started crying. The cheese was so beautiful.
He shaved it off and
he eats it.
He tasted it and I could taste it.
My mouth was watering.
I could literally taste the Parmesan.
So
that is like a glorious filmmaking.
I was crying.
So good.
I was at Whole Foods the other day and they have like that round.
Uh-huh.
So I was with someone and I ran to it. I was like, this is the thing from the Netflix documentary. I'm like sprinting through, like past the cheese. And then I like touched it and it was plastic.
Ugh.
I'm like, duh. Like, they're not going to put real Parmesan out here. But still, I was like, this is the thing from the documentary. I guess I saw something on Twitter maybe that it was like they were going to cut open. I don't know if it was at Whole Foods or where it was, but they were going to do it here somewhere. But I was out of town.
Man.
Yes, Chef's Table is amazing. I didn't make it through the whole series, though.
They're all good. They're all different. I mean, it's like a very different chef in like a very different location with like a different genre of food, but they're all good.
Okay, so my favorite one was the guy in Patagonia.
No, I couldn't handle
it. I watched it over and over again.
My thing about him is, I mean, I was like, respect. Mad respect,
yeah.
But it just like wasn't my style.
And oh, you didn't like it?
There were a lot of like animals dying.
So the episode we're talking about is,
I think it's number three.
It's number three. The chef is in Patagonia, is in South America.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's in Patagonia. He doesn't have electricity. He lives on this island basically, and he cooks food just the extreme old-fashioned way. So there's a scene where he's talking, there's a voiceover of him talking, and basically what he does is he goes out, he gets this bucket full of mud, then he goes into the water and he catches two fish. He guts the fish. He cleans the fish in the water. He's still talking about something. It doesn't have to do anything to do with what he's actually doing. It's kind of just a overview of his life. So he guts the fish. Then he's at this kind of station type thing that's on the water. And he's got a fire next to him. And then he's got this table. He guts the fish. He puts lemon in him. Wraps him in parchment. Takes the mud that he got earlier. And then just puts the mud and clay all over the fish. Then he puts the clay mud fish into the fire and cooks it and then brings it out. My jaw was on the floor. I was like, how are you doing this? I watched it three times, like that scene three times, and just in awe. That was my favorite one. But the whole series is good. But I told my friend to watch that scene. I made them watch it and I said, you need to watch the whole thing, it's amazing, whatever. And then later she was like, I watched Making a Murderer and I really wish that I would have watched the mud fish guy, because Making a Murderer is terrible and the mud fish lemon person is amazing. But that whole series is good. So if you guys haven't seen it and you want kind of have you seen Cooked?
No, but I added it to my queue.
Yeah.
I definitely want to check it out because I think it's like in the same vein.
Yeah. I started and it was like Cooked came up and then I did something else. Like, right. I didn't watch it.
It's hard to start new things.
Yeah, it is really hard. I was like, I think I need to take a bath or something. Like, I just like walked away. So I also have, and I know we wanted to talk about this. You and I share a love for apples.
Right.
And specifically eating apples.
Correct. Which I've only recently realized that there is a difference. I don't see why you can't eat every apple, but...
You can eat every apple.
Right, but some of them are for baking or cooking or sauces or whatever.
I this was another throwback to, I guess, Weight Watchers, when they tell you to eat a snack every single day or every, you know, couple hours. And that's why I eat my... I guess that's just a trait that I have carried over, not even doing the program, but I eat apple every day at 11. And I've been doing that for at least a year, probably. But it's like the perfect thing to eat at 11 a.m. because I've eaten my breakfast at 8 or 8:30 or whatever. I bring my breakfast to work and eat it. And then at 11, I'm starving. Sure. So an apple is like perfect.
Sure.
And then I'm not too hungry for lunch, but I can still eat lunch at 12:30 and then I'm fine for the rest of the day. So yes, I've been into eating apples, and apples are not my favorite fruit, but they are high up there. Yeah. Now I eat an apple every single day and it's the best thing.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite? I started out with Gala.
Oh.
I know. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. Yeah. You're a beginner.
I know. So I like green apples. I like Granny Smith with peanut butter.
Oh my God.
You can't just eat a Granny Smith apple by itself.
You so can, but the peanut butter just like.
Really? Do you eat a Granny Smith?
I love a Granny Smith by itself.
Oh. Do you? Okay. So I have a question. When you eat an eating apple, do you eat it just like just right bite into it, or do you have an apple slicer?
I tend to slice an apple, and it's because I don't like the mess, and also because I don't eat as much of it if I just bite right into it.
Okay.
Because I get too close to the core and I'm like, ugh.
Okay.
I just am too like particular about it, and the slices are a lot easier.
Yeah.
Also, you can share them with your dog a lot easier if it's in a slice. And so I really prefer to
shout out to Larry.
Shout out to my dog Larry. He loves a Honeycrisp apple.
His Twitter account is
At Larry Ajax 22.
All right, so check out Larry the Doberman, a little cutie. My dog does not get any apples at
but
all.
She does have an Instagram tag.
She does have an Instagram tag. It is hashtag OKC Amy Graham. I always mix it up. I think it's Amy Graham OKC, but it's hashtag OKC Amy Graham. So you can check her out on there. But she doesn't get apples. I give her cucumbers and carrots.
Oh, Larry loves a carrot.
She likes those. But if I'm eating an apple, at work I do the slice thing. Uh-huh. But I like the street cred of just eating an apple.
Oh, no, it's
like
it's
walking
very
down
cool.
the street.
It's just like I'm chill. But if it's a juicy apple, it will get on you. Yeah. And then you're sticky until you can find a washing station. You know what I
right,
mean? And that's
right.
like hard for me.
Yeah.
So I need a list. I made a power ranking.
I don't have a list, but I think you might have a list.
But if like we go through my list, you can talk about it.
Yeah. So just start on your list. So we talked about Granny Smith, which is good. I don't ever buy. I buy 5 apples on Saturday or on Sunday, and I'm like, I'm gonna eat those apples throughout the week. So I don't ever buy a Granny Smith unless I am gonna make something with it. But I haven't bought a Granny Smith in a while.
Right.
So.
So I guess I'll start with the lowest tier.
Okay.
Which is a Red Delicious apple.
Oh my God, they are garbage.
When I was 7, it was an apple and it didn't matter. I didn't have taste buds.
Right.
I had no refined
understanding
of what
your palate was. Nothing was garbage.
So I was like, fine, a red Delicious is fine.
Yeah.
They're not good.
No, they are
They're
not.
They're usually not in season.
Yeah.
They're not good. The texture is always off.
The texture is like mealy. Ugh. The worst thing is a mealy apple. I can't do it. Like,
no.
I had a Braeburn from Target the other day. And I felt like a peasant. I was like, yeah. I took a bite of it. I was like, this tastes like grass
right.
and an earthworm.
Sure. So I mean,
so
I'm not even
Red Delicious, we hate it.
I'm not even going to give them the promo to continue hating them. I'm moving on.
Don't give them the promo.
A Gala apple.
See, that's what I had for months. I would eat Gala apples.
That's definitely in the lowest tier.
Yeah.
And their biggest crime isn't that it's like a bad apple. It's boring.
It's boring. It's just.
You can always do better.
It tastes like nothing.
It's not good. It's like as basic as an apple can. You just don't need it.
Yeah.
Next I have a Rome, which I've had a couple of times. I've learned that they're not eating apples. So I don't know if it really counts.
Where do you buy those?
Crest.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go to Sprouts, but it's mostly Crest.
Okay.
Next I have a Golden Delicious. Have you had a Golden Delicious?
What color is it? Yellow?
Yellow.
Okay. Yes, I think I have.
So it's the equivalent of a Red Delicious, but it's actually not that bad. It's like nice and juicy.
Okay.
And it's sweet. Still don't love them though. Low tier. And then there's a Jonah Gold.
I've had that before.
And I actually learned in doing my research that Jonah Gold is a cross between a Jonathan and a Golden Delicious.
Oh.
But I've never had a Jonathan, so I don't really know.
I don't think you can get Jonathan's.
Probably not.
It's one thing about Oklahoma. It's hard. Very hard to get good produce. I mean,
we have like
it's wheat. Fine. It's fine.
And
but
corn.
If you're looking for 18 different types of varieties of apple, you're not going to find it here.
You're not. And then the next one I tried for the, well, I remember it for the first time today, a Macintosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little tart.
I like a little tart, a little sweet.
But the texture was like tender, but it wasn't like mealy.
I don't like tender. I like it
really firm.
Really firm. Which is good. Granny Smiths are really firm. Maybe I'll throw in a Granny Smith.
You should.
Okay. I'm
you
gonna
have
try
to
it.
Step up your game. And
I know.
Then we're at the top five now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Braeburn,
yes. Yeah,
I like
Braeburn's
a Braeburn apple.
Fine, yeah.
And they're really good for baking.
Yes. I don't bake a lot. I'm not a huge like apple pie person or like apple dessert, apple crumble. It's fine. I'd rather have like a strawberry or blackberry or something more rich when it comes from fruit desserts. I just like to eat the apples.
Right.
So Braeburn.
Braeburn. And then I've got a Granny Smith.
Okay. We talked about Granny Smith. Granny Smith is good.
But better than the Granny Smith is a Pink Lady.
Oh, yes. A Pink Lady is good.
I'm about a Pink Lady.
Yes.
Like,
I fuck with the Pink Lady.
It is a Granny Smith that's better.
Yes. Yeah. Pink Lady is good.
It's tart. It's the perfect tartness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's still a little sweet.
Yeah.
I'm all about a Pink
Lady.
Number two I've got is Honeycrisp, which I know is your number one.
No, yeah. Number Let me just tell you about Honeycrisp right now.
Let her go into it.
Okay, so as I said earlier, I started with Gala apples, and around, I think it was like September or October of last year, I was like, I need to switch my apple game because I've just been getting the same Gala apples from Walmart. So I like to switch up my grocery store type situation every now and again. So I decided to get my produce from Whole Foods, which I'll probably, I mean, in future episodes of the show, I'll go into my grocery store preferences in depth. But I started to go to Whole Foods to get my produce. So like my broccoli, my apples, my oranges, whatever I was going to eat. And I started buying Honeycrisps at Whole Foods. And eating a Honeycrisp is like transcending this world and going to heaven for me. Like a good Honeycrisp is, I just sit there and like, damn, life is amazing.
Yeah.
Whenever you eat a good Honeycrisp.
Correct.
So Whole Foods sometimes does not have the best Honeycrisps. I got the ones for this week at Crest on 23rd and Meridian. So that's pretty good. Walmart doesn't really have Honeycrisps. So if I'm there, I'll get Gala.
They just have a huge bag of Gala.
Yeah. No, they have a huge bag of Honeycrisps. They have the Gala out. It's like 98 cents a pound,
okay,
which is fine. But I've been going to Crest to get the Honeycrisps for the week. So I'll probably do that for the next couple weeks. But yeah, Whole Foods sometimes, and the Honeycrisps have to be like small, you know, like short and small for them to be really good. But Crest has had some good ones. And they're not really in season right now, but
I'm sure they never are.
I'm so nervous to hear what your number one is.
Can you not think of what it could possibly be?
Cosmic Crisp? But no. You never had one.
Stop it. You know, as soon as that comes to our market, we're like, that's like the next Harry Potter book.
No,
I'm like, I have to be at the store.
It's better than the next, whatever play thing is going to come out for Harry Potter. I will be in line for the Cosmic Crisp before the Harry Potter play or whatever is coming out. If you don't know what a Cosmic Crisp is, you can Google, and there's extensive articles about
and
it.
And you've read them all.
And we've read them all, but it's basically a genetically engineered apple to be incredible and amazing. Like, low acidity, so it doesn't brown, or high acidity, so it doesn't brown.
Voodoo.
It's voodoo, yeah. So, number one.
So, my number one apple
okay
is a Fuji. So I think an apple should be sweet.
Really?
And a Fuji is
very sweet.
Always sweet.
Yeah.
But it's slightly spicy.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the most important part about a Fuji is that the texture is always there.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. I love a Fuji more than I love anything in this world.
Apples are so good. And it's you're incredible. Just like, God gave this to me.
He created apples.
It's so
for
good.
For me.
For me. Oh, man. I love a Honeycrisp, but I think next week I will get a Granny Smith and a Fuji just to switch it up.
Switch it
up. For my 11 o'clock apple. It's
maybe
the best.
A Pink Lady.
Maybe Pink. I don't know. Like, one of each. People at work will be like, what are you doing? Because I am very traditional on my Honeycrisp and then Gala if I don't want to pay as much. But that was an incredible conversation. I will
minutes.
Treasure forever. Thank you.
It was
you.
Too long.
So there's some other things that we need to talk about. I think we should just hit on this. I'm not asking everybody about this, but okay. I want to ask about your least favorite Oklahoma City restaurant.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Well, I like everything.
Okay.
I
and we're not talking like chains.
Sure.
We're talking local.
So I like everything.
Right.
I can usually find something at a restaurant that I like. I never have a problem at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. But also it's like, even if I did have a least favorite, would I really want to give them the promo?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
And so
I just didn't know if there was one that you were like, nope, I hate that place. I'm not going there.
The closest thing to that is, I guess, it's local, but it's a chain. And that's Del Rancho. And I don't know if you have any experience at Del Rancho.
I have never been to a Del Rancho.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the projects. I'm okay. Just kidding. And so I've definitely had my experience. And it is horrible.
Yeah.
And it's secretly my favorite restaurant. It's really not my favorite, but I do love it. And like once every couple of years, I'll be like, I just need like chicken fried chicken from Del Rancho.
Really?
It's true.
Where is the closest Del... Is there a Del Rancho in Norman?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And like three in Midwest City. I don't
is
know.
Is there one in Oklahoma City?
No, I'm sure.
I've never been to
no
one.
I have no idea. You don't need to... I mean, you're literally missing nothing.
Okay. But you just get like a craving for it.
But if I were to drag one restaurant, it would be Del Rancho.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But it's good. It's good. I wouldn't even think of Del Rancho. When I'm thinking least fit, it's local though.
Yeah, no, it is local. It's just a chain. I mean, it's a franchise. There's a chain.
Okay, so I think we talked about a ton of stuff for the first podcast. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because I have one last question.
No.
No? Okay. So, what is your favorite meal in Oklahoma City?
So I've been thinking about this for a while.
Okay, I don't have an answer for this, so. I'm excited to see what everybody else thinks.
I've been thinking about this, and I'm picky.
Okay.
But once I'm in my wheelhouse, like, it's easy to please me.
Uh-huh.
So I like a lot of the basic places, mm-hmm. you know, Ted's, Hideaway.
Okay.
Of course. They're local, but
they're
amazing.
Chains, but they've got, that they're local.
They're doing the Lord's work. And
Ted's is doing the Lord's work.
That queso, that salsa.
No, and the chips, though. I haven't been in Ted's in a long time.
You gotta go.
I know.
The thing is, in Norman, like, we'll tend to go to Chewy's just because it's Chewy's.
I've never been to Chewy's. Okay, I'll have to try it.
Or Tara Humara's. Oh, my God. Anyway, the best is when your rich mom... The best is when your friend's rich mom
okay.
takes you to Vast.
Oh.
And you spend hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
But considering that that's not, a normal
occurrence.
That's
not a normal occurrence. Okay.
I thought about, Big Chuck or, Waffle Champion or The Mule. But I just have to be real with myself.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Yes. I feel like you're going to say Tucker.
It's Tucker.
Because you always talk about Tucker's, the Mother Tucker. I've
oh
never
my God.
Been to
no,
Tucker.
No, the Mother Tucker is like, it's like a quadruple burger.
Oh, okay.
The Mother Tucker is unreal.
Okay. I have never been to Tucker's.
That's a shame.
Because
you
everybody
live here.
No, but everybody is like, oh, Tucker's is so good, but you'll want to kill yourself later.
Yeah. It does, but that's
because it'll just like, go right through you.
I don't live in Oklahoma City. I live in Norman, and we don't have a Tucker's. And so it's like, if I get Tucker's, then I'm living. Just let me tell you my order.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go.
So,
go.
I mean, most importantly, I'm getting a double turkey cheeseburger.
Okay. Obviously turkey. We talked about that.
It comes with onions. And you deal with it, and you love it.
I like onions.
I add tomatoes, and I add mayo.
Okay.
Because that's me.
Yeah.
But listen. No
lettuce?
No.
Okay. No, why would you do that?
I just don't need lettuce.
Okay.
And then depending on who I'm with and if I'm sharing and things, mm-hmm. like, they do have really good fries, and they also have incredible chocolate shakes. Like,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Better than Brahms.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
You know how I feel about Brahms chocolate.
Listen to me in this moment. A Tucker's chocolate shake is everything. And, of course, if you eat all of that, then you're dead. But if you can just, like, try to, like, keep it to one burger.
Yeah.
Tucker's.
Okay. That sounds good. That is a good meal. A burger and fries and a shake is, like, the top. So, I guess that's kind of going to be it for this first episode. You can find us at OKCOverEasy on Twitter. And you can find Bryce at Bryce Waller on Twitter. And you can find his new podcast is going to be called Screaming with Bryce. So check his Twitter feed for those updates. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode as we talked about all sorts of great things relating to food. And if you have anything to say, then you can say it on the Twitter. And don't be mean. Thanks. Bye.